Miss C sends me back to class, and when I get there, Mrs. Peabody's voice is gentle. Go on and take your seat. We're sharing the stories we wrote this morning. We hear about birthday parties, puppies, and trips to Disneyland and the zoo. Misty's Grand Canyon one is pretty good, but Hannah wrote about her lame dance recital. Guess happy memories are boring. These people need to get more creative. Mrs. Peabody calls on me, and when I stand to read, every head swings my way. Okay by me. I worked hard on this story. It's more interesting than ballet. When I was 5, my parents took me camping. We put up a tent, unrolled sleeping bags, gathered wood for the fire. That night, we roasted hot dogs on sticks and scorched marshmallows for s'mores. Camp food is awesome, even when you burn it. After that, Mom made us play charades, category fairy tales. I picked Jack and the Beanstalk. Dad chose Red Riding Hood. Mom went last with Hansel and Gretel. I guess she was hinting at something. See how I slipped them a clue? That's called foreshadowing. Next morning, I was scared to go to the bathroom alone, but Mom told me not to worry about the stinky outhouses, to just go in the woods. She gave me leftover graham crackers, said to leave a trail of crumbs to find my way back, and I fell for it. I didn't go far, but when I turned around, everything looked the same. Good thing I had a way to figure out my reverse trip, except something had scarfed the crumbs. I could hear it was big, and it was crashing through the woods straight at me. They're on the edge of their seats, right where I want them. Okay, I freaked. Wouldn't you? I ran and ran deep into the forest. The trees were thick and the sun had a hard time cutting through, so it got darker and darker. I lost whatever was chasing me, but then I was lost too. I wandered for hours. It started to get cold. Luck was with me. I found a cave. It looked empty, so I went inside. I figured my parents were searching and would find me anytime. Wrong. You know who found me? A mama grizzly and her twins. I was sure they'd eat me, but Ma Grizz knew I was just a dumb kid in trouble. She let me stay. Bruno and Bella showed me where the stream was and taught me to find berries, dig for termites, and steal honey from hives. It was a pretty good life for a couple of years. I know I should have started kindergarten sooner, but... Cal, warns Mrs. Peabody. This is supposed to be autobiographical, not a riff on a fairy tale. It happened, I insist. Calvin Pace, huffs Hannah. You are not raised by grizzlies. Like you'd know. Why do you think my favorite teams are from Chicago? I don't get it. The only sports Hannah gets are gymnastics and dance. But Mrs. Peabody understands. He's talking about the Cubs and the Bears, Chicago's baseball and football teams. If Hannah rolled her eyes any harder, they'd pop right out of their sockets. Sometimes she's just so serious. Well, she might not be laughing, but other kids are. And so is Mrs. Peabody. Guess a few people think I'm funny.